The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Progressive Liberal Party, Bahamas Check Services, YCares Fashion Center, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Free National Movement, Kalina Financial Advisors Limited, the Water and Sewage Department, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. It's on and popping. Elections tomorrow. Listen, I want you to do this, all right? Because you've been calling me. You've been messaging me. You're all nervous. You don't know which way it's going to go. You're asking me to reassure you in your feelings. I can't help you. I cannot help you. I particularly cannot help you tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, I have two missions. One is to go vote without catching COVID, and the other is to cover the election. I will be busy. I know you're going to want to message me and go, how looking and how to... I won't be responding, okay? I will be busy. So since we can't talk about it tomorrow, and you can't get your personalized version of the show tomorrow when I'm off air... Let's do it all today. You get to pour it all out today. We're going to do, firstly, a poll. I want to know who you think is going to win. You can give me seat numbers. You can give me whatever you want, okay? You can call me 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. You got 60 seconds if you call me, okay? I don't want to hear no long proselytizing speech. Okay, I just want you to tell me who you think is going to win. You can briefly get into why. And if you have a seat count in mind, you can do that. Okay? 422-4796. Text me your projections. Today, as I said, you get 60 seconds to spill it all out. All your scorn, all your anxiety, all your hopes and dreams and fears and what you want for your children. You can spill it all out today. If not, save it for Friday. All right, so let's do this. We're going to get right into it. But first, let me tell you, today's show is being sponsored by Mr. Percival E. Roberts, owner of Geneva Brass Seafood, Chippingham, and independent candidate for the Fort Charlotte constituency. Mr. Roberts is asking you to take a stand and vote for real change in Fort Charlotte. Vote Percival E. Roberts, independent, the best candidate for the job. After the news break, we're going to hear a segment from the DNA, but right now, let's jump into it. Let's do the phone line, Scrim. Let's do it. Time them for me. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going?
Sparky Rachel.
How's it going, buddy?
Man, I'm getting ready to go on one cruise there, but I over by that place for a little while where you were telling everybody you had all that fun.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Over there. I right by the pool, too. I got more fun than you had, but now I'm going to get right into it. First of all, PLP out the gate, leaving the crack of the gate, going around Monkey Bend and Hobby Horse Old Track, coming around the doggone Alaska and coming up the straight, going to win. Okay, that's my prediction. And we better win or else the country will be in trouble. Secondly, I got 60 seconds. I've got 30 seconds left.
Yep.
I would like, on behalf of all the advanced poll voters in the Bahamas, to make sure... that in case they offend, I just say in case they win, I would like to see the Commissioner of Police, the person in charge of this parliamentary thing, and the Prime Minister go to jail for doggone giving out the results of the advance poll before anybody else knew and being reliably informed. But it only can be by two people. It's the two people who had the keys.
All right, my brother, let's go to another phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, McCartney. How are you, man?
I'm good. How's it going?
Awesome, man. Awesome. Listen, the PLP will win this election. They will win by 28 seats. 28 seats. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Minnis has done nothing for the Bahamian people.
Nothing.
Yeah, he has done.
He didn't do nothing, in your opinion.
I mean, yeah, he's done something. He has given us heartache. He's taken our education from us. You know, he's taken our businesses from us. He's not given us jobs. That's what he's done. Yeah, so give or take. But I can tell you what, Mr. McCartney, why don't you vote CLP? Don't answer me. Just vote CLP because it's a new day.
Okay, my brother. We'll see. good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm fine, thanks. You still have a show by saying there's some persons who are undecided, right?
Right.
What I would prefer a person to do, that could include myself, too, when you go to the poll, is to vote for the individual. Forget about party line. You know what I mean? Just vote for that person. That person himself in your area, your guy, who you think deserves another chance. Okay?
Okay.
And you'll be straight. Be level. Good, solid team together. What do you think?
That's fine, but I want to know who you think is going to win.
Oh, you want to know who I'm going to win at the end of the day?
Yeah, who do you
think
is going to win?
It's going to be...
No?
Really? You want me to say?
I'm just take your best guess.
I mean,
you can speculate. That's fine.
Drive around the island and feel the atmosphere and what's going on, the momentum and thing. You said the PLP just might pull this one off.
Okay.
Or it's going to be maybe very close.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Hey, yes. Hey, Vaughn. How are you this morning, man?
I'm great. How's it going?
Okay, man, I'm fine. Thanks. I think the PLP is going to win 36-3.
Okay.
And the reason I said 3, I would even put Long Island in that race. Okay? I'd probably put one or two seats in Grand Bahama. And I'm not even thinking about the Prime Minister's seat, maybe Sinan's, but Kalani seems like they're going to flip this time. Have a nice day.
All right, my brother. Now, keep in mind, you need 20 seats to win. You don't want 20 seats and win because if someone got to be speaker, then you got a problem. But you need at least 20 seats to win. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there? Good afternoon. Are you there? Nope. Okay. Let's go to the text line. 323-6232. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259. The text line is 422-4796. I will today be adding up every single text message that I get. You can text me on my personal phone, too. Someone on my personal line saying PLP. Someone else on my personal line saying FNM. Someone else on my personal line saying FNM. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. How's
Hello?
It going? Good. Hey, it's how you
going,
doing?
It's going great. I wish I could sing. It's a new day. PLP, 39 seats. No more pain. Can't take it.
I gotcha. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Gotcha. Another person on my personal line saying FNM. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Everyone.
I'm great, my brother. How's it going?
Everything good.
Yes, sir.
You think with the man could change 90s? Yo, I mean, these people really be people for stupidity. Yes, they haven't been playing, but they made some mistakes. She was a mad at people in the party. But listen, FM got 23 seats, PLP 14. Just be one. I'd be on the ground every day, my brother.
And who did you say 23-14?
Let's bring your $500. How come I never keep 20 seats? Mama did 20 seats. Bring your money much.
So you're saying 23-14. Who's the other two going to?
Well, I don't know. Two people, getting the whole independent, so we have a real balance in their mind. I don't want to landslide. Landslide's causing a problem in the country. Landslide is not good. It's not good to put too much people in there. Let the government stay with them and fix this country. Every time you change, you can be stopped. The view of the council and the victim might have been many people.
All right, my brother. Appreciate you. Let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going?
Good. My prediction, the FNM 23, PLP 15, and one independent.
23, 15, McElpine, all right, good. Thank you so much. By the way, I'm just going to officially declare that Fred McElpine had the best campaign song this go-around by far, in my estimation. Travis Robinson's one was good, but I knock him because he's just copying a already existing song that's not Bahamian. But that first one with McElpine release, he released a second one that wasn't that solid, but the next one, that first one, the second one was all right. That first one, he won, all right? Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon, hello, welcome.
Good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
Yes, 36-3, PLP.
Okay.
Dr. Menes has no credibility.
Okay, 36-3 PLP. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Y'all are tossing out some big numbers there. I hope y'all prepared. Good afternoon. Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Good to hear your voice, Juan.
You too.
Juan, I pray that the... I just want to say this real quick. I believe that the FNM will win.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it'll be a very close race, but I'm hoping that the coalition and possibly the DNA get in. Now, Juan, I have a quick question that I hope that this goes on and everyone hears this.
Okay.
I'm hoping that there's a hospital bill and an infectious disease hospital bill to whoever wins, because guess what? We need that in this country badly, because one of the reasons why we had this major COVID outbreak is because people in the hospital were getting sick. So you could talk with all these flags and fires all over the place. Let's build an infectious disease hospital to keep that contained in one area. Thank you, Juan.
All right. Appreciate it. Didn't sound like a question, but okay. Let's go to phone line 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You got 60 seconds. Get it all out.
Hi, Mr. McCartney, how you doing?
How are you? I'm great. How's it going? Welcome.
Good, I'm pretty good, man. I was hoping that my party, the DNA, I voted for them in the last two elections.
Okay.
Feel stronger. But my prediction is 26-13, the PLP.
PLP, all right. Yeah, fair enough. Right. Good, good. You're not even giving the DNA one seat? No? Okay. Let's go to the phone line. I'm getting your text. I'm going to get to them. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get as many phone calls as we can in. We're going to take a break at about 12:30 so we don't mix up the political ads. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. I had a dream 2 weeks ago, FNM 24.
FNM 24. All right.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you so much. He had a dream. That's fine. Get out your dream book, right? You can read tea leaves and throw chicken bones, whatever you want, however you feel it's going to go. Read whatever omen you see out there. You saw an owl and it looked at you. That's fine. And it was a crescent moon. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. PLP 28, FNM 11.
PLP 28, FNM 11. All right. I got you.
All right, then.
All right. I got another FNM coming in on my personal line. And another. Is it that I know plenty of FNMs? Good afternoon. Maybe I do. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good morning, Juan.
How's it going, buddy?
Mr. McElpine got the best song?
Yeah, by
Have
far.
Have you heard Grave and Chester can feel the radio TV song?
Not even close.
Google that. No, that song makes me dance.
I've heard him. Yeah, not
they
even
back.
Close.
You see all this rain?
Mm-hmm.
You see the hand sign? I mean, the hand sign got walk. No, that's a black crab to walk tomorrow. Trust me on that. The minister has been a pseudo prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
So time him to go home.
You're saying
I'm walking tomorrow.
The PLP.
Grassroots people.
All right.
Black crab.
Okay, I got you. PLP. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good day. I give the PLP 21C, the FNM about 7,
okay,
and the rest to different candidates, because I think that we might have a few independent candidates out there, or DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Even the coalition might get in one or two of them.
Okay. So, you know.
Also, we can't mind the noise out there, because a lot of persons didn't get a chance to register. So we have to wonder, did everyone that's riding the wave with Brave, did they register or not? But I just feel like it's going to go that way, because everybody just wants death and I'm gone.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. I got another. I got a PLP on my personal line. And another PLP. Another FNM. This says, I'll get to that in a minute. Line up McElpine's song for me, too. I like that. Please, if you will. Nope. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Okay, Juan, I want you to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they do, they're going to fail. They try to get their people back, but some of them going to fail. Juan, so I hear the man talking about the rain coming and the crab coming out, but I want you to listen to this very carefully.
Mm-hmm.
It can take a dark night, which is coalition, dark black, and we're going through some green bush, DNA. We can grab some of them crab and take fire and boil them. We boiling crab tomorrow, eh?
Okay, my brother. I'm gonna hazard a guess that you're saying FNM. All right, we gotta take a break. Play the commercials. See if you can find that McElpine thing for me. We're gonna get into the text messages. Call me. This is the day. Today is the day, right? Friday, we can go back over everything that happened, and you can speak about how you feel about it. But today, let me know your hopes and dreams. All right? We'll be back on the other side.
This message.
This has been a paid political announcement by the independent candidate for Pine Ridge.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
You've tried everything. Aces with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
NASA Rolling Red Drive-In Rally is this Wednesday, September 15th at the Carnival site, QE Sports Center, 6 to 8 p.m. Rolling Red, live entertainment featuring KB, Christian Massive, Bahamian Trey, Sydney, Novi, Nehemiah Hill, and DJ Tang. Remember to stay in your car, on top of your car, or truck.
Can't make it?
Then watch us live on any FNM social media site, Guardian Radio, all the rebroadcasts over ZNS TV, and Radio Network, Our News, and Eyewitness TV, 8 to 10 p.m. All COVID safety protocols will be observed. Let's Roll Red!
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public and its customers that the corporation will commence improvement works on Bamboo Boulevard, South Beach East, beginning Friday, September 3rd, 2021, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily for a period of 8 weeks. During this time, there may be some interruption in water supply and traffic flow around the work area. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused.
The national elections are upon us. Our choices, our issues, our decisions, our vote. There is one place where you'll hear independent analysis, informed projections, and meaningful insight on Election Day. The Hour News and Nassau Guardian teams will bring all this as our nation votes with live returns from every constituency. Watch Hour TV, cable channel 212, and listen on Guardian Radio and Star 106 Hits on Thursday, September 16th, with coverage starting at 6 p.m. Our vote on the Hour TV and Guardian Network. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Today's the day for you to get it all out. Get it all out. Let me know who you think is going to win. You can call me. You got 60 seconds to explain yourself. The numbers are 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4316, and 325-4259. I already got a ton of text messages. I will be tallying them. I'm going to read some of them, but I want to get as many calls in as we can. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Yeah, these people who calling in about PLP and FNM, they got a rude awakening coming.
What's about to happen?
You remember that speech you made on the PLP 4.5 years ago when the PLP lose? You could be making that about them too.
The PLP
again? Come Friday morning.
Who do you think is going to win?
The two of those parties got a rude awakening coming. It's going to be a blockout.
Okay.
Trust me.
But you're not telling me who's winning?
The blockout. Everyone knows who that is.
Is that the coalition?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There we go.
All right.
All right. Could he not just say coalition? You're allowed to do that. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. That's the first one for coalition. Anyway. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, good afternoon, Vaughn. I'm a first-time caller, and my prediction is the coalition.
The coalition. All right, two for the coalition. Coalition heating up.
Sorry?
All right. I say coalition's on the board. That's the second one now.
Yes, because people are tired of the PLP, and they are tired of the FNM. They all do the same thing every time. Thank you.
All right, will do. Let's do another call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there? No? Okay. I've been going through the calls quickly. There's no need for you to hang up. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan.
How's it going?
People talking about it's going to be a blackout.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. There ain't going to be no blackout around here, and there ain't going to be no fire to boil no crab, because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
God washing all of his crap off the island with all this rain he's sending. So that witchcraft ain't going to work, and it ain't no fire because the rain putting out the fire. So they ain't boiling no crabs around here, and it ain't going to be no blackout around here. It's a new day. Ask them if they saw that sunrise this morning.
Okay.
It's a new day, my brother.
Okay.
BLP, 28.
I got you. No problem. What did he say, 28? Is that what he said? Let's do another phone call. Then we'll do some text messages. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
It's going to be a blackout. Blackout.
A blackout. All right. Another one for the coalition. There we go. Let's do this phone call here. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I'm trying to reach the station.
You're on air, sir. How are you doing?
I'm great. PLP all the way.
PLP all the way. All right, yeah. I got you. No problem. Let's do this phone call. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Text me at 422-4796. Just whatever you feel is going to happen, you let me know. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. At 12:39, I would like to have my full 1 minute or at least 45 seconds.
Let's get sticking.
I'm going to vote Progressive Liberal Party.
Okay.
And the reason for that is because our country has experienced a leader over the years who the scripture calls a witness to the hardship of what our country and our countrymen and women have experienced from the hand of successive government, politics in general. So he has been used and will be used as a witness, as a leader. Everyone knows he's a leader. That's scriptural. Everything I'm talking about will be found in Isaiah 55:4, okay? And the point is that, in my humble opinion, he is our countrymen and women were in need of a compassionate leader for some time now. And under this leader, I would be supernaturally, spiritually surprised and disappointed in any other thing that he would do negatively to our people. I think he would be a success.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate you. That was more than a minute, but okay. I registered your PLP prediction. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
All right. Good day. What are you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
Everything good. Coalition of Independence all day.
It's a coalition. All right. So there we
That's
go.
Rough.
Coalition got four now. All right.
That's five. That's five because Michael always just say the same thing. He right next to me, so that's five you got.
Now you say he's saying that.
He's saying that. Hold on.
Yes, five. Coalition.
Coalition. All right. Okay. Appreciate you. That's fine.
Yes,
all right. Thank you, my brother. All right. Let's do another phone call. We'll take another break at 12:45. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
Hey. It's a fixed fight, my brother. And the PLP have already won, my brother.
Okay. It's fixed.
All right. It's a fixed.
So don't go, don't bother voting. It's fixed. It's,
listen,
it's rigged.
Listen,
what do you
listen
say?
Listen to me. Listen to me, Mr. McCartney. Mm-hmm. I can be honest with you. A lot of people were speaking to me today. The only hiccup, and I use that word hypothetically, the PLP has right now when it comes to seats. And I can be real with you. And I can't say it can't happen. It's Kalani and where Chris running.
St. Anne's.
Yes, St. Anne's. That's basically, but anything could happen because you see what happened to Mr. Christie. But I can tell you this. I can tell all y'all FNMs this. I have 4 boxes of tissue that I already bought. Have a good day, my brother.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Appreciate you. Let's do this. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. I want your raw feeling about who's going to win and why, and tell me your best guesstimate. All of this is totally non-scientific, but we're going to declare a winner as for calls and texts at the end of this show. So if you do want your party to have a bit of clout, I suggest you chime in. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Juan McCartney's show?
Yes, sir. You're on air.
Yeah. I call and let you know that the FNM going to win 22 seats, the PLP going to win 16, and then that one, it will go either the FNM or the PLP.
Okay, so.
And then people are talking about riding the wave. You know, riding the wave, the best thing to do is to dive underneath the wave.
Right? Don't ride the wave if you ain't got no.
Talk.
Yeah. That's fine. I got you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Say go under the wave. Boy. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Everything is good. PLP all the way.
Okay. PLP. There you go. You got a seat count in mind or no? No? All right. Just PLP. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn. How you doing, man?
I'm great.
Sorry about that. Vaughn, I just want everybody to know. There's a lighthouse in the area. There's a lighthouse.
Okay.
Malawi, all the way.
DNA on the board. I was wondering when they were going to chime in. DNA is on the board now, too. All right. Let's do one more call, and then we may try to do a couple of calls if they're short, and then we got to go take a break. Y'all find McElpine Jam yet? The first one. The first one, McElpine, you should have stuck with. I mean, the other ones aren't bad, but that first one, that's a hit. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
PLP 30.
PLP 30.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
30. I don't like these big, huge majorities. You just get cocky, you know what I mean? So whoever wins, I hope it's not some blowout thing. Let's go. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How's it going?
It will be the green team, because that's the only thing that has a lighthouse that brings you safe into the harbor.
Okay. DNA picking up steam. Right. There we go. Thanks. Let's try a couple more, and then we break. Let's do this. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ms. McCartney.
How's it going?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank God for tomorrow.
Yep. It'll soon be over.
The PLP all the way.
Okay, PLP. I got you. Thank you so much. Just one more and then we break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, afternoon. DNA all the way. The only change that makes sense.
DNA. All right. Thank you so much. Let's do one call. Since these calls are short, we can cycle through them. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Okay. Thank you. So that's another PLP. We'll go through the text here during the break. Let's take a break, and then we can go. Let's just get it while you're getting the break ready. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, it's Radio Guardian.
Yes, it is. How are you?
Mr. McCartney, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Okay, I'm calling in to all those callers. Tell them the Lord put up and the Lord take down. And the same thing happened in 2017. It got to repeat itself. The FNM would win.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. That's the FNM. All right, let's go to a break. We'll be back.
If you love Burger King's Flame Grilled Cheeseburgers, you're going to love our $2 Cheeseburger Wacky Wednesday. This Wednesday, September 15th only, you can enjoy Burger King cheeseburgers for only $2 each, including VAT. Yeah, you heard me right. Cheeseburgers are just $2, including VAT, at BK. Make the right choice this Wednesday and head over to any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations for $2 cheeseburgers. But it's only this Wednesday and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
There is a better way forward, and it starts by leading with compassion.
PLP leader, Philip Brave Davis.
We're going to respect doctors and nurses, partnering with them to fix the health crisis.
Deputy leader, Chester Cooper.
The same way of doing things just won't work anymore.
We'll create new jobs and new industries, building an economy that works for everyone. Join us, and let's change our country together.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
Bahamas Check Services Limited has been printing checks, business forms, and deposit books in the Bahamas for over 30 years. We are highly specialized in creating custom forms to suit any and all your business needs. If you need continuous forms, continuous invoices, invoice books, or purchase orders, we can provide them for you. Call 677-8720 or email checks@coralwave.com.
You invest in your children, your home, and your community. But are you investing in your financial future? At CFAO, we specialize in investment management, retirement planning, mutual funds, and private wealth management. Our team of experts never stops helping you plan for tomorrow. Because tomorrow begins today. Call us at 502-7010 to see what our financial advisors can do for you. CFAO, growing wealth for future generations.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I see many people are calling the text line. Don't call the text line. Text the text line. The text line is 422-4796. 422-4796. Text us. We don't have WhatsApp on this phone for some reason. I'm not in charge of why that is. You can call us on 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. What are you feeling? What are you feeling in the air tonight? What's going to go down tomorrow? Let me first tell you, before we go back to the phone lines, that today's show is being sponsored by Mr. Percival E. Roberts, owner of Geneva Brass Seafood, Chippingham, and an independent candidate for the Fort Charlotte constituency. Mr. Roberts is asking you to take a stand and vote for real change in Fort Charlotte. Vote Percival E. Roberts, independent, the best candidate for the job. To the phone lines. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. How's it going?
I'm great, myself.
Pretty good.
PLP all the way, Juan. This is the wave, and be riding the wave with Brave.
Okay, I got you.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to get to your text line. My personal phone, I got two more FNM, and I just got a PLP. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, morning. How you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
First time caller.
Oh, thanks for calling.
All the way with Brave and Paul.
Brave and Chester.
Brave, PLP, all the way. No black bear.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Is it Brave Davis going to Cat Island? But he's overnighting in Cat Island? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. No one does that. Ingram didn't do that. He would go to Abaco during the day and come back in the evening to either claim victory or concede. How you do that from Cat Island while everyone else is here? Doesn't make any sense to me. Not overnighting. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. No? Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Everything good. Hey, like, yeah, you don't ride no wave, man. Wave is unstable. The Bible tell you, if anything unstable, you stay far from them. So this is FNM 29.
FNM 29. All right, thanks so much. FNM 29. So that would mean the PLP would have 11. I gotta tell you, it's difficult for. Let me not say that. I'll tell you this. It'll be something if the FNM loses as many seats as some of you are saying they would lose. And it's also would be something if the PLP picks up as many seats as you guys say, some of you guys say they'll pick up. Either way, it'll be something. Let's go, Fulman. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hi, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. FNM all the way.
FNM, all right. Thank you. Tell me how you're feeling. I want to know. 323-6232, 325-4316. We got a break in the phones? Nope. Okay. It says Brave is scared. That's why he's going there. To Cat Island. He's scared that he's going to lose in Cat Island? That surprised me. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, hello. Good day. My thing is, I think the PLP 31, the FNM 8.
31-8. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, just so y'all are understanding the math, right? The I'm not saying it can't happen. The PLP would have to pick up 26 seats to hit 31. So you guys are talking big numbers here. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's good.
Excellent.
You know the FNM got this right.
FNM, all right, there we go.
All the way. Everything we're doing to Brave is Raven at Brave.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, good. Thanks so much. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome, Evolution.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, yeah, first time calling, Mr. Warren. Listen, it's raining a lot, so you know what time it is. The crabs are crawling, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. That's fine. Whatever hoodoo you believe signifies that your party's going to be successful, by all means, share it with me. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
I think the FNM 0 and the PLP 32.
And who gets the other 7?
Pardon me?
Who gets the other 7?
5.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So PLP, there's 39 seats, people. 39 seats. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
A1, for clarification, don't Brave up the vote in his constituency?
No.
That's the reason why he's going to Cat Island.
No, he don't have to vote in there. He doesn't live there. He's not ordinarily resident in Cat Island. He lives in Killarney, I believe.
Yes. I thought he had to vote in his constituency. He can also vote in his constituency as a candidate.
I don't think so, no.
Yes, he can.
You can only vote one particular place.
All right.
Okay.
Check it out then.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm almost certain that he has to vote where he lives, as has happened in every election that I've ever covered. And I believe he already voted in the advance poll, actually. So, yeah, he would. So, no, he doesn't vote in his constituency. He's going to get locked up if he try. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
No, you hung up too early. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, Mr. Wan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How's it going?
Okay, this is my first time calling.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a prediction.
Let's do it.
The PLP 29 seats.
Okay.
The FNM 9.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I'm not sure, independent, somebody else.
Okay, somebody else.
Yeah.
All right, good. McElpine or somebody, or Chipman, who are you feeling? No?
I'm not sure.
Coalition? No?
No, I'm not sure on this one because there's so many different parties. As I was doing my studies, I realized that some constituency have like 9 candidates.
Yes.
And I know that the votes will be split.
Right.
I can't read this one too well.
Yeah, that's me too. I'm uncertain as to how the dynamics will play out. That's why, because last time you could tell, right? There was just this palpable like desire. The PLPs wanted Christie gone, so last time it wasn't hard to figure out. They wanted Christie gone. The PLPs, all right. Behind the scenes, his own candidates didn't believe he could win. A lot of them. Good afternoon. Welcome. But this is different. There's this coalition going on that has drawn some sentiment among a lot of younger people in particular. So I don't know if that's going to be a dynamic and spoiling races. Maybe the DNA will have a stronger showing, but the DNA has less likelihood to spoil the election because they aren't running the full slate. So it'll be interesting to see. And then you have some strong independents for the first time in a long time, in a while. Right? In Chipman and McElpine. So I don't know. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, first time calling.
Thanks for calling.
PLP all the way, PLP 23, FNM 7, DNA, and we'll share the rest.
The coalition.
Coalition, yeah.
They're going to get 9 seats?
And McElpine, make sure he's in there.
McElpine, okay, and that's an independent. Okay, fair enough. We'll mark you down for the PLP. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Please hang up now.
Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, Warren.
Hi.
Warren, DNA or nothing?
DNA. All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you. Now I'm getting my personal phone. There's another FNM. I'm going to deal with your text messages. I swear to you. Oh, boy, sorry. I put your FNM in a DNA call on mine. My bad. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, Juan.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, doing well. Giving the PLP 29.
Okay. FNM 9, Independent 1.
2991. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's do these last two before we go to the break. After the break, we're playing a DNA segment, and we'll come back after that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yo, hey, bro.
Hey, what's happening?
Listen, coalition, no seat. No seat. DNA, no seat. No seats. PLP, 31 seats. 31 seats. PLP, bro.
Okay. There we go. 31 for the PLP. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, I'm going the PLP 19, the FNM 17, and Independent 3.
Okay, okay. So a tight race you envision.
Yeah, but I think the Independents would have the strong say with the swing book, the swing side.
Okay, I got you. Thank you. Yeah. What time we got to go? Let's do one more before then we go to the break. All right.
And then dial your option.
No? All right, let's go to the break. Hey, if anyone from Mac Alpine's campaign is out there listening, send me the tune, please. He has my phone number. All right. The first one. That's the hit. Let's just do this real quick. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, 2712 FNM.
2712 FNM. All right. There we go. Thanks. All right. We got to go to the news and then the DNA segment, and then we'll be back. We want to know who you think is going to win the election. I'm going to calculate your text line predictions during that break. And I'll read some of the more interesting ones. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. 9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Fellow Bahamians, the time has come for us to make the decision as to who will lead our nation for the next 5 years. This decision is not always easy, and certainly the decision this time around is not easy for many of you. However, there is one thing all Bahamians can agree on, and that is we need change and a new direction in our beloved Bahamaland. Last week, Thursday, several Bahamians voted in the advance poll. I visited all the polling stations during the advance poll, and it was clear that planning and preparation were inadequate. The experience varied from one polling station to another, with inconsistencies in the application of the COVID safety protocols. We witnessed chaos at many locations, with a lack of markings for social distancing, insufficient sanitization stations, no provisions to protect voters from weather conditions, and the absence of proper signage or directions. Despite having several classrooms at our disposal, voters were forced to use a few classrooms. I was particularly disturbed by the treatment of seniors and the disabled, as no provisions were made to accommodate them and protect voters from weather conditions. The fiasco involving the sealing of ballot boxes was also concerning. It is our hope that the lessons learned from the advance poll will result in deliberate actions to improve the voting process when majority of Bahamians go to the polls on Thursday this week. Regardless of our challenges, we are a peculiar people destined for greatness. Bahamians, I knew this from my early years growing up in the Baines and Grantstown community, where I completed my preschool, primary, and secondary education at St. John's Native Baptist Preschool, Willie Patton Primary, and C.R. Walker Secondary School, respectively. During these formative years of my life, I learned about the importance of hard work, discipline, and the pursuit of excellence. My late pastor and his wife, Reverend Dr. Oway Pratt and Mother Catherine Pratt, my primary school principal, Miss Audrey Dean, my high school principal, Mr. Howard Newbold, and many more individuals ensured that I was steered on the right path to becoming a productive citizen in society. In October 1992, I was baptized in my home church, St. John's Native Baptist Church, at the age of 12. I was a part of the church choir, Girls Brigade, under the leadership of the late Iris Arnett. Some of the individuals who helped make me the person I am today have gone on to glory. But the good they deposited while they were here on earth remains within me and so many others. I am thankful that I can pass these values on to my children and thousands of other young beings. Why am I going down memory lane? Because I want to impress upon you from whence I came, and that my journey to leadership of the Democratic National Alliance started 41 years ago when I was born over the hill on Lewis Street in the Farm Road constituency, now known as Centerville. My grandparents came up in the struggle and worked as maids and chauffeurs under the then UPP government. My parents, Bradley and Jennifer Brainin, were able to embark on careers in the financial services sector and the public service sector to take care of their family. They were my first example of hard work, commitment, and service to mankind. They taught me that there is dignity in labor. They taught me the discipline of going to work and going to work on time, working as though I was working unto the Lord and not just to be seen by my superiors. My hard work in high school afforded me an opportunity for higher education at what was then the College of the Bahamas, and then on to study accounting and finance and law in England. I was the first in my immediate family to do so. Bahamians, I went to school on a wing and a prayer, but God saw me through business and law school, resulting in my being called to both the bars of England and Wales and the Bahamas. I met my husband, Emmanuel, who has an African heritage, over 20 years ago while in law school in England, and we have been married for over 16 years. We are blessed with three wonderful children, Morgan, Alexandria, and Joshua. Bahamians, true love knows no color, race, or nationality. My husband and I share similar values. We are God-fearing individuals. We are not perfect individuals, but we believe in righteousness, justice, and living at peace with all mankind. We have both worked hard to build careers in our respective fields by shared determination. I have had the opportunity to practice law and work in the financial services industry both in the Bahamas and Switzerland, while my husband has distinguished himself in the financial services sector. Our work in the community, which spans over a decade and a half, has focused on youth development, education, sports, and mentoring. My life's journey has been one driven by purpose and the desire to serve. Politics is only a vehicle to achieve this goal. Many Bahamians have asked me, why have I chosen to get into politics with the personal attacks, vitriol, malice, insults, and betrayal that often plagues Bahamian politics? It is sad, but it is a reality that numerous qualified Bahamians avoid politics for the same reason. However, if the best and brightest minds do not step forward, what will be the fate of our Bahamas? If the professionals who have so much to offer shun the front line of Bahamian politics, how can we progress as a nation? If those who are comfortable in their careers and personal lives are scared away by the vicious nature of politics, what quality of leadership would we have in our country? In my case, the challenges have been much greater, because I am a Bahamian woman with what some call a funny African name, who is not of the political aristocratic class. I am a woman from humble beginnings who pulled herself up by her bootstraps, worked as a teller while going to school, obtained student loans to fund my tertiary education, and married the love of my life. I am a woman who has led organizations in the public and private sectors. I have been a line staff, manager, executive, director, chair of board committees, and leader of various organizations. I have taken part in high-level regional and international meetings while leading delegations to the United Nations. These roles have never been defined by my origin, social class, or who I am married to, rather based on my competence and leadership skills. I entered frontline politics to give a voice to the voiceless, inspire young girls and women to pursue their dreams regardless of imposed societal limitations, ensure that young people have a place at the decision-making table, and most importantly, I entered frontline politics to serve my country and my people. The DNA started rolling out its platform for the New Bahamas during 2020. We did not wait for the general elections to be called to share our revolutionary plans with the Bahamian people. We shared our vision for good governance, healthcare reform, education reform, tax reform, immigration reform, economic diversification, natural resources, agriculture and food security, energy reform, housing reform, and financial services reform. These can be accessed on our website, www.mydnaparty.org, and the videos can be accessed on our Facebook page. Our vision is bold. We have committed to changing our system of government to a republic while freeing ourselves from the vestiges of our colonial past. A DNA government will prioritize the devolution of powers and decentralization of government through local and city government. Our plans for the orange, green, and blue economies will result in economic diversification and sustainable growth, which unleashes the talents of our people. Our education platform will equip our children with the skills they need and ensure that no child is left behind, and our healthcare reform agenda will make universal healthcare a reality in our nation. We have committed to energy reform, which focuses on alternative energy sources and reducing the cost of living or doing business in the Bahamas. Our belief is that the natural resources of our nation belong to the Bahamian people and should be for their chief benefit. This is why we have devised a plan to put our natural resources in the hands of Bahamians. Our tax reform plan will ease the burden of taxation currently placed on the shoulders of the less privileged and working class. Those who have more will pay their fair share. A DNA government will introduce the most aggressive and modern housing program in the history of the Bahamas to increase home ownership, particularly among young Bahamians, and our Second Chance initiative will give older persons an opportunity for affordable home ownership. The DNA is contesting its third general election. For over 10 years, we have been advocating for the Bahamian people, and we have put forward plans to move our nation forward. We believe in deepening our democracy and ensuring that all arms of government are functioning as they ought to. Despite receiving over 90 applications for candidacy, we are fielding 22 candidates this election, knowing that we only require 21 seats to win the government and have a healthy opposition. I am imploring you to give us all 22 seats on Thursday and usher in change that makes sense. I promise you that we will not disappoint you, and we will work daily to make you proud. I also wish to use this opportunity to thank the constituents of Carmichael who have promised to vote me into the House of Assembly. As we prepare to cast our ballots on September 16, I implore you to keep our nation in prayers for a peaceful and orderly election. Let us remember that we are all God's children and that we are all one people, united in love and service. There is life before and after the general elections. Despite our political differences, we are not enemies, even though we might be political opponents. Let us shun violence, animosity, wickedness, and hatred. We are one Bahamas. We have been known to have free and fair elections for decades, with smooth transition to power. The 2021 general elections must not be an exception, and all political leaders should ensure that our country's image is not tarnished as the Bahamian people choose their next leaders. I encourage all Bahamians to exercise your constitutional right to vote. Remember that your vote is your voice. Do not be deterred, discouraged, or frustrated by the process. Make your vote count for your children and your children's children. Let us do this to usher in the new Bahamas. May God bless you, and may God continue to bless the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Here's a question. What kind of doctor fights with healthcare workers during a pandemic and fails to provide enough testing or to make it free? What kind of doctor invests millions on sidewalks instead of hospitals, then allows patients to be treated in tents during hurricane season? What kind of doctor calls a snap election during our country's worst COVID surge? The answer is pretty clear. The kind of doctor who can't fix a crisis and shouldn't be given five more years.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
At Wendy's, our food is made to make you crave. Crave our all-new Big Bacon Cheddar Burger. This melt-in-your-mouth sandwich is what cheesy bacon dreams are made of. It starts with your choice of fresh, never-frozen beef or a chicken patty topped with American cheese, applewood smoked bacon, bacon jam, onion tanglers, and creamy cheddar cheese spread on an all-toasted cheddar bun. Available for a limited time only. Stop in today for that flavor you crave. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Nassau, rolling red. Drive-in rally is this Wednesday, September 15th at the Carnival site, QE Sports Center, 6 to 8 p.m. Rolling red, live entertainment featuring KB, Christian Massive, Bahamian Trey, Sydney, Novi, Nehemiah Hill, and DJ Tang. Remember to stay in your car, on top of your car, or truck.
Can't make it?
Then watch us live on any FNM social media site, Guardian Radio, or the rebroadcast over ZNS TV and Radio Network, Our News, and Eyewitness TV, 8 to 10 p.m. All COVID safety protocols will be observed. Let's roll red!
If you think you can't afford to dress to impress or replace those utensils or maybe even upgrade your household appliances, then you don't know YCare's Fashion Center. With three locations to serve you, YCare's Fashion Center features the things you need or want, all at a price that you can afford. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., YCare's Fashion Center also has the island's largest jean collection. Put the fun back in shopping and visit your favorite YCare's location today, where you can afford to look good.
You invest in your children, your home, and your community. But are you investing in your financial future? At CFAO, we specialize in investment management, retirement planning, mutual funds, and private wealth management. Our team of experts never stops helping you plan for tomorrow. Because tomorrow begins today. Call us at 502-7010 to see what our financial advisors can do for you. CFAO. Growing wealth for future generations.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Strong with McElpine.
Cedric A. McAlpine, and I approve this message.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I have received over 400 text messages about who they're going to vote for. We're getting a pretty good idea. I haven't even counted them all yet. Let me see. But I'll say this, and don't get mad at me. We're just doing the straw poll. If you want your party to have some clout, then you get to texting. The FNMs are far outdistancing the PLPs as far as texts go. The PLPs seem to be doing better with the calls. Get to texting, too. Get to texting, too. Let me give you an example. Let me show you where I am so far. I got the FNM 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95 so far. PLP 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70. All right, so the FNM's got 95, so, and I haven't even finished counting them all. So far, and the PLP's got 70. Coalition has 11. DNA has 5. McAlpine has 4. And Chipman has 1. You can call me, but I will be counting all the texts before we go. You can call me at 323-6232. 325-4316 and 325-4259. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Good afternoon, are you there? Nope. Hello.
Bert McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, man. Let me add one more to that PLP count and make that 71.
Okay, gotcha.
And can I tell you why?
Sure.
I'm a first-time voter. And for the last 5 years, we've been subjected to incompetence and failure at the hands of this FNM administration. It's time for a new day. We need a new vision with clear policies to move our country forward. I believe the PLP has presented the best vision to take this country forward. And that's why tomorrow I'll be supporting the PLP, and I encourage all young people across this country just to take a look. We can't take 5 more years of ministers, incompetence, and failure. Let's give the PLP a shot tomorrow. It's a new day.
Okay, my brother. I appreciate
you. Thank you, sir.
All right. Get the text in, 422-4796. I'm going to count them during the break. We'll do it before the end of the show. We'll figure out where we are. We're doing the straw poll today. A lot of y'all are texting. That's good. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
What's happening?
I'm right here. How's it going?
All is well. Look here. I think it's going to be 26 PLP,
mm-hmm.
12 FNM, and McAlpine.
26, 12, McAlpine. Got you.
Yeah.
So that's another from McAlpine.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I say that because the Bahamas is 179 out of 180 countries in handling the COVID. This doctor has failed. I need a second opinion. Thank you.
All right. Great. Good afternoon. Welcome. It's like the PLPs have no minutes on their phone. Y'all can play for it. Y'all play for bad. Good afternoon. to text, they can't text. Hey, go. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm pretty good. I go with the afternoon 27.
Okay.
The PLP 7, and there's like 4 toss-ups in there.
Okay. So, FNM 27. Okay, got you. Thank you, sir. Let's go to the phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Mr. McCartney, can I say something for a second?
Sure, go ahead.
It appears to me that the FNMs are afraid to call in on the phone, but they're not afraid to text.
They don't want nobody to know who they
are. They don't want nobody to know who they is. You notice that? I bet you in the text in the FNM will outnumber the PLP, but people who are not afraid to say they are will be man and woman enough to let them voice be heard on the phone. Hello?
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, they're scared.
Okay, buddy. It says Mr. Davis already voted in the event. Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. Sometimes some people, you can throw me sometimes, but not for long. But yeah, Davis voted in the advance poll. We were there. Let's go to the phone line. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4259. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
Man, Juan, we can't see them text, man. I can't see no text. I can hear voice. But anyhow.
I can see them. Right?
BLB 29.
All right, got you. Thanks, man. The texts are real. I'm not lying. I'm saying that the F&M's... Oh, Lord. Oh, this one says PLPs are too dumb to text. Oh, Lord Jesus. Why y'all feel this way about y'all Bahamian people? At the end of the day, we all Bahamians, you know, after the polls close tomorrow night, no matter what happens, at 6, we're still all Bahamians. Let's go to the phone line real quick. I'm on the break, I'll count more texts. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Anton. How's it going?
I'm doing fine, thank you. The mayor of Clark Warren to legitimize this process to make it transparent and accountable. Mm-hmm. Either print the text to verify that these are text, or cancel them and just go with verifiable voices over the telephone. Let these people be bold enough, brave enough, and strong enough like Chester Cooper, brave enough like Philip Ray Davis, to stand up and support their incompetent, inept, most deficient, failed prime minister, cabinet, and government, and call in and vote like men and women. And don't hide behind these texts, because that's all they do. Hide and raid our treasury. Hide and raid our treasury. That's the F&M's mantra. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you. All right. Look at Anton, keeping it tight. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Long time no hear from my brother.
I know. You don't call me.
But I'll say this. Red and never scared.
F&M.
I think the F&M is going to get 25 seats to PLP 14. I think Marco Pine will cut into the F&M vote in Pine Ridge. Mm-hmm. So will a guy in Centerville. But I also think Coy was cut into the base vote for the PLP. So that's my prediction. 25-14
F&M. All right. I got you. I ain't going to print no time. I ain't got time for all that. Right? You just going to have to understand that this is what it is. Well, call BTC if you doubt me. See if they'll give you the information. But the F&Ms are outdistancing you guys in the text arena. I'll say that. So Coalition, a lot of text, too. I got Coalition's at 15 so far. After I counted a few more texts. Let me tap the break. During the break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Thank you. I'm voting for the Great Progressive Liberal Party.
Gotcha.
And my prediction will be 25-14.
24-14.
And on Thursday night, the Bahamas will go gold.
There's gold for the Bahamas. Okay, I got you. No problem. I'm going to record your. I'm recording your vote here. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
I want to give a vote for the F&M.
F&M, got you.
Okay.
All right.
I'd like to congratulate Dr. Minnis on being the first prime minister to win re-election in a quarter of a century.
you're speaking it into existence.
Yeah.
What do you think this seat count's going
to
be?
I don't know the spread. It's a, out of 39 seats, it's a race to 20. Mm-hmm. But I do think the F&M has more sure seats than the PLP. They have ground to make up.
Got you. All right. Good.
Yeah.
It's a lot of ground to gain for the PLP and a lot of ground to lose for the F&M in terms of just raw seat count. But you don't know what the electorate will do in terms of, are they going to vote uniformly? Are they going to be looking at candidates? Are they going to be looking at what was done in their area? Minnis has done, he's consistently campaigned through the Family Islands. He's tried to put a lot of focus there. That's 14 seats over there. I think Abaco may be a long shot, right? But Grand Bahama, some very traditional hardcore F&M areas, maybe difficult to flip some of those to the PLP. So, you know, I think depending on how the Family Islands turn out, depending on how New Providence turns out, the F&M does have a shot. I'm for certain they're not going to get no 30-odd seats. I don't see that happening. But it could go either way. That's why I'm not really calling it. I don't know all the dynamics. And you got the Coalition 2. A lot of these places have at least 7 people running. So it's very interesting. By the way, if you want to know where to go vote, go to elections.gov.bs. I'm looking at it now. Elections.gov.bs. Elections.gov.bs has all the thing. Look at your voter's card. See where a polling division is. And it'll tell you which school you're going to be voting at. All right? I need to locate my voter's card. I don't know where I put it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi. My vote is 18 PLP, 18 FNM, 1 independent, and 2 coalition of independents.
Yeah, who forms the government?
This is going to be a coalition government.
Coalition government.
Yes, sir.
All right. I got
okay.
you. Okay. Thank you. I'm just going to put him now for the coalition. Should I? Because he only gave the coalition. He had coalition 2. 2 for the coalition. I can't put that down as a coalition vote. I can't put it down for the coalition of independence as a coalition of independence. Don't be mad at me. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. They can be mad, you know. Either way, they can be mad at me. They can talk about me, right? Because either way, I can't win. So I might as well just do what I got to do. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon. Nope. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. FNM all the way. I love that address by Ms. Komolapi just now. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Okay.
And Anton, for 5 years, Anton was speaking on behalf of the PLP for the Bahamian people. Now the people are now, like you said, texting more for the FNM. He's angry with that. I don't understand that.
You want me? Mind you, there's a lot of PLP texts. I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of FNM texts, too. Let me see. Yeah, PLP texts are starting to pick up. Getting some good PLP texts here. But I appreciate it. I'm going to count them. PLP's gaining ground. PLP's gaining ground. FNM's still in it, from what I can see. FNM's still ahead in overall count. But it says Juan Jones' show was on. The PLPs are just tuning in right now. Lord Jesus. All right, let's go to the break, and we'll be back on the other side.
Here's a question. What kind of doctor fights with healthcare workers during a pandemic? Fails to provide enough testing or to make it free? What kind of doctor invests millions on sidewalks instead of hospitals, then allows patients to be treated in tents during hurricane season? What kind of doctor calls a snap election during our country's worst COVID surge? The answer is pretty clear. The kind of doctor who can't fix a crisis and shouldn't be given 5 more years.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
Here we go. Jay. S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S.J. S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
The national elections are upon us. Our choices, our issues, our decisions, our vote. There is one place where you'll hear independent analysis, informed projections, and meaningful insight on Election Day. The Hour News and Nassau Guardian teams will bring all this as our nation votes with live returns from every constituency. Watch Our TV, cable channel 212, and listen on Guardian Radio and Star 106 Hits on Thursday, September 16th, with coverage starting at 6 p.m. Our vote on the Our TV and Guardian networks.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Elections tomorrow. We're doing a straw poll today. I have received nearly 700 text messages. Can you believe that? That's the most I've ever got by far. I'm not even opening them. I'm just looking at whatever letters they say, because it takes too long to open them to count them. All right. So far, I haven't finished counting all, but I can see how many messages we got. We got 277 for the FNM, 244 counting texts and calls for the PLP. We got 14 for the DNA, and Coalition has 27 so far. McElpine has 8 so far. I'm just looking at the timestamp, at the last timestamp that I've read the text, and then continuing scrolling. I want to say that today's show is being sponsored by Mr. Percival E. Roberts, owner of Geneva Brass Seafood, Chippingham, and an independent candidate for the Fort Charlotte constituency. Mr. Roberts is asking you to take a stand and vote for real change in Fort Charlotte. Vote Percival E. Roberts, independent, the best candidate for the job. It says, Sparky talking nonsense, we working FNM. We don't have time. Like him and Anton, just sit all day calling every talk show. This is Juan, the PLP sharing out money so the people can't let them hear their voices. Afraid to get hurt, take your money, vote FNM. Oh, Lord. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Hello. Nope, okay. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution. Is it me, or are they just, good afternoon, are you there? Nope, okay. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. I'm going to have to cut off, like, the text at some point, because I'm getting, there's just so many, I had any time to count them. I'm trying to count as I'm speaking here. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi. Good day.
Hi.
PLP all the way, 25.
Okay.
PLP. But I do have a question.
Sure.
I don't know if my vote is cast. I live in the same area. Mm-hmm. And I understand that you can bring your passport or your driver's license, right?
You can take your passport or your driver's license, yes.
But the only problem is I don't want to be standing on the long line and it's the wrong polling division. How can I find which polling division I am?
You have,
that my vote is cast.
You have to go online. It's elections.gov.bs. And when
elections.
You go .gov.bs, when you go on the main page, you're going to go, there's the first video is going to pop up. Just can't, it'll tell you, the video is how to vote. You can always watch that. So don't worry about that. They'll tell you how to vote. But if you look under the main banner on the page, okay? If you scroll down just a bit under where it says what is PRD advanced candidate, know your candidate advanced polling, you're going to see a section called on the right called 2021 general election voting locations.
Okay.
Okay. And you have to know which polling division you're in, but I'll tell you what school you're
in. I don't know what polling division I'm in. I don't mind what
it's set on me. Then that's you need to check the parliamentary registration department. You should call up there. Let me see if I got the number for you.
Okay, I can try to call up there then.
Yeah, call up there and find out. Or go up there. Okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye. I don't know what polling division I'm in. Well, my wife has her voter's card, so I'll just be in that polling division.
On.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi.
Hi. Hello? Okay, we lost you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. I am voting for the DNA.
Okay, DNA, there we go. Got it.
Thank you.
Hey, appreciate it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. No? Okay. I'm answering them as quickly as I can. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Gold in my veins.
Gold in your veins. Veins of gold. So another one for the PLP. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Let's do this. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Yeah, okay. I'm hoping that both party leaders lose their seats tomorrow and that the next guys in line step up to the plate.
Ah, I see. I got you. Okay. But no prediction on who will win overall?
Not really.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks so much. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn. Good afternoon.
DNA, let's do it. All right, great. Thanks.
And I have one other thing. For the lady who called just now saying, trying to figure out what polling division she's in, whichever area that she's in, she could go to that, to any one of the stations that may have the registers in them, and she could just do a quick search in the register. It'll give her her voter's number. It'll give her the location and then also the polling division that she's in.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Jeff.
No problem.
All right. So DNA, Jeff says. This says, Anton is the reason why we would text and not call. Victimization comes with a PLP win. F&M for the win. I'm sure Anton probably called a bunch of PLPs to text you, PLP, after he saw they were losing. It says, how accurate was your last election's unscientific poll? Just curious. I didn't have an unscientific poll last election, but I predicted the PLP would lose. But I'll be real with you. I can't speak to everybody, but a crazy person, a blind man, could see what was going to happen last election. It was everything was going against Christie. And people were just really, really tired of him after a really long time. This time, people might give Minnis a bly. I don't know. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello,
PLP
good afternoon.
28.
PLP
28. PLP 31. PLP 41. Okay, Vaughn.
All right.
That's four votes right there.
That's
for PLP.
I heard three. That's four?
Come, y'all say it again. PLP 28.
Okay.
PLP 31.
PLP 41.
And PLP 29.
There we go. All right. Appreciate you. Let's do this. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. I talked to... One second. And here's what I'll tell you about the last election. How tired people were. It was Christie was the problem. I hate to remind you, but that was the problem. I talked to a lady who was a PLP campaign general in 2012, she voted for the FNM in 2017 just to get rid of Christie. And when I saw her again, she was like, tell the PLP candidate he could come home now. All right? It was about Christie. It wasn't about him. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm wonderful. I'm just calling to cast my vote for the FNM.
FNM. There we go. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's what it's about. You got to get your people excited. You got to get your people hyped. Get them out. Right? You got to drive people to go vote. Don't catch COVID, but go vote. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm very good. I'm just trying to understand us behemoths. Every 5 years, these people tell us the same thing over and over. Promise us, lie to us. Man, tell us he can. The first time I ever voted was last in 2017. Mm-hmm. And when I realized, I say, let me give this man an opportunity. And he come and say, oh, I want campaign finance reform. That's what he can do. He can. And I try to figure, he promised us these things. And then he turn around and disrespect us and not give us what we want. And we still turn around and actually vote for these same people. I try to understand us as behemoths. We ain't got no type of sense. I don't understand it. I try to every day try to understand it, but I can't.
So what do you mean? You mean the FNM or just the
both FNM, parties? No, FNM. I'm PLP. I was seeing what the PLP was doing for us. But I mean, the first time I voted, I say, man, I can't deal with these people. You see what they doing to us? And I say, you know what? The first time I ever voted, I can vote for this FNM government. and he turn around and do, I say, in my mind, I say, how I can fix myself to go actually vote for the same man again. So I say, this don't make no sense. And I wouldn't vote for the PLP because I remember what they did for the whole 5 years. And I turn around and vote between, and people don't, but no, we can go back to the FNM, we can go back to PLP. I don't, that is, it baffles my mind when I don't understand the people.
I hear you. I hear a lot of people. And I'll say this. Give me like a minute, a break for like a minute, because I want to finish counting these texts. I got to stop here. I'll say this. I can't take any more calls either. I've not seen so many undecided people this close to election day previously. All right? So I don't know what's going to happen, and that's why I'm not making a call. Okay? I don't know what's going to happen. But if you're undecided at this point, what is it that would motivate you to vote if you haven't yet made up your mind the day before the election? I'm not saying you shouldn't vote. I'm just saying, what are you going to do? Are you going to guess when you get there? Are you going to go with what the Holy Spirit tells you? What is your process of trying to figure it out if you're undecided at this point? I think every argument has been made. We'll see what's said tonight, but I don't know what's left to figure out. Let's take just 1 minute, a break. Just a break for 1 minute. 60 seconds. Let me just count. I'm just going to count.
The show, you can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
As a registered nurse, I face an increased risk of exposure to the COVID-19 virus. There are times when I have been deployed to the Lyndon Pidling International Airport during the pandemic, and I have been able to provide care for our visitors, guests, and returning residents and citizens, as well as airport staff. I am also fortunate to provide care to the elderly and others who are considered high risk for severe COVID illness. Patients put their trust in me as a caregiver, and this was the deciding factor for me to get vaccinated against COVID-19. I did the research. I weighed the risk of vaccination versus the risk of serious illness, and it only made sense to be fully vaccinated. My vaccination doesn't just protect me against serious illness or death. It protects my patients, and it also protects my 89-year-old mother. As a frontline health worker, I urge you to get vaccinated. Together, we can fight the spread of COVID-19 in the Bahamas.
This message has been brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority and the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. All right, we got to tally up the advanced poll. First, I'm going to tell you the total number of votes I count with texts and calls. All right, you're the last one I'm taking. 115, what is that? I'm not making a call. They said, you're not making a call because you feel the FNM is out in 2017. Most of the media, if not all, made a call for these hypocrites to win. Make a call on the facts. I mean, what are the facts? I'm not making a call. And this is a straw poll. You're going to be mad whatever way it goes. So I'm just going to tell you what I got. And that's it. Hold on. Let me redo this. I'll take a bit of Lang's time. All right. All right. So this, I'll give you PLP, you, since you just said that. And if you send more than one text, it's hard for me. I can't see. I only see the latest text. All right. Hold on. Calculating here. Oh, dang it, I lost my count. Hold on. Three. Okay. There's 738 responses in total. There's 738 ballots cast in this election. None of this is scientific at all. McElpine got 14 votes as an independent. The Democratic National Alliance got 17 votes. The Coalition of Independents got 38 votes. The PLP got 321, and the FNM got 348. So the FNM won the straw poll. We'll see if that holds true tomorrow. We'll see what happens. But that's who texted me. You're going to be mad at me either way. But that's what happened. I won't be here tomorrow. I will be back on Friday if God grants me life. All right? You guys go out there tomorrow. Keep a cool head. Be safe hygienically as well as don't go crazy over your political party's fate either way. All right? You guys have a great day and take care out there, Bahamas.